Log Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto and expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love on the...
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. How's everybody doing? And I am your host. My name is VJ Smith. I do want to thank our producer for kindly putting this show together for us. We've got a wonderful lineup of guests coming on today to talk about the senior citizens and how important our elders are. And I think it's critical to recognize our elders, respect our elders, and love on our elders. And in the studio with me, I have one of our elders, and her name is Carol. Carol, introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm Carol. I've been working here at Mad Dad since July, so it's almost been a year now. I retired after working many years at Target and found that I wanted to do some volunteer work and also just get out more. I found retirement, I was getting too lazy. So I came to Mad Dad's. They had a need, and I came here to work as their fiscal director.
Well, that's wonderful. You've been doing a great job, and we want to thank you for the service that you bring to us. We're going to go on the line. We got a call on the line, Carol, and we're going to talk to her on the line here, and that number is 1-0-8-8. Good afternoon and welcome to Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Well, that's great. We're talking about today, we're talking about senior citizens, and tell us a little bit about yourself and how's it feel to be a senior nowadays?
Well, BJ, you know me. I'm 8 dot. It feel awesome to be a senior these days. I retired after working many years at Hennepin County, and I'm just doing work for the church now and helping out with my little grandson, and I'm just enjoying myself.
You know, things have changed. Go ahead.
I had a few health problems that held me down for a while, but I'm getting back up on my feet and moving around. God is truly blessing me.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. Now, some things have changed, and I wanted to talk to you and Carol about this. It seems like the folks that normally would take care of our elders aren't really doing that at this time. You know, it seems like our kids are growing up, our grandkids are growing up, but they're not looking out for the elders. Why is that?
Well, really, I just chalk it up to being lazy. They don't have the get up and go that we have. They just, all I can say is lazy. They want us to take care of them, do everything
that's so
for
true.
Them.
What do you think, Carol?
I agree. I think they are so used to us taking care of them that that's just how it's continuing. And, you know, as right now, I don't need them to take care of me and my husband. We're doing fine. I like to say I'm a senior, an elder. I'm not used to being called an elder. This is a new term for me here at Mad Dad's. But I'm an elder who thinks she's about 35 years old. I feel like I'm 35. And now I find that I'm more busy trying to guide and help my grandkids. And all my kids are out of state, so it's a challenge. It is. But I don't count on them to be able to take care of me. I just hope they can take care of themselves when we're gone.
Well, that's good. Hey, Dad, let me ask you a question. I have seen you at the nursing homes and at the hospitals and at the bedsides of many a relative, and many times it's just you alone. What makes you do that?
I think I did it out of love. Love, that's what it was, love and just wanted to do. I seen that things wasn't done, so I did it.
Well, but something's went wrong. You did that out of love, and you stayed with those people until they died, until their last breath. You were there to feed them, to love on them. I mean, you did person after person. You took care of them. And every time I watched you do that, I thought, what is missing in the hearts of our young people that they won't do that? So many people go to nursing homes and die alone. So many people go to the hospital and they lay there alone. What are they missing? You got something that they're missing. Is it love they're missing?
It's love that they're missing. I mean, I felt love for the person that I was, for the people that I was doing it for, and I felt love that was given back to me. I felt that they appreciated what I was doing. They was grateful. So that just made me I wanted to do more and more and more.
Well, I really, that's one thing I love about you is that you went that extra mile for those people, and they all left with dignity. They didn't leave with their mouths drooling and nobody taking care of them. They all died with dignity, and I honor you and thank you for that, Ain't Dot, for what you're able to do.
Well, thank you so much, VJ, for having me on your talk show today. I appreciate that. I was scared to call because I was like, what do you want me to call for?
I'm glad you called. I'm glad you called, and I'm not done with you yet, so you just hold on, okay? Don't you go anywhere yet.
Okay.
Now, Carol, you wanted to respond to that?
Yeah, I was just thinking, going back, I was like you. I was very close with my grandmother. I lived with her and was with her, take her shopping. I had that really close, loving relationship with her. And then when my mother needed to be taken care of, I took care of her. And it was just a natural thing to do. But unfortunately, I don't think I exposed my daughters to that enough and showed it to them. We were so busy taking care of them instead of showing them how to take care of other people, too. And that's where one thing I think we kind of lose that. And I think everything is so focused on youth, too, that I don't think there's a lot of attention paid to the older generations. I think that may change now as the baby boomers are coming into much more power and are being used by the media and everything. That might change somewhat and expose young people more to the older generations. But I don't think we've taught them well.
Okay. What do you think about that, Ain't Dot?
Well, I don't know if it's gonna change. From the way that I see the younger generation, maybe not for all of them, but I'm just gonna say for some of them, it might change. But for the most part, the younger generation, I don't see any respect for the elders. They don't respect them. They just want to as my pastor say, do everything that they big enough to do, not loving and caring for people and respecting, it's just not enough.
Well,
so,
I agree, and that's one of the things that I fight for is every year we do our Senior Pride Day. This year is coming up in August. We're going to honor seniors, and, it's always been a blessing to see some of those seniors don't come back the next year because either they don't make it, they're not alive, or they're unable to walk anymore, or they're unable to even get in the wheelchair anymore. But it's always good to honor them and know that our seniors are important. And so which you ain't died, and you, Carol, I know that this season is changing, and it is important, I think, for us to teach our young people to take care of our elders. I realize that once, it seems like once you run out of disposable income and money that you can loan people and you're on a fixed income, people start to, when you're elder or senior, they start to treat you a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think that is, Aang Dot? Why do you think that is?
Because you don't have the funds to give. See, I did it out of love, not expecting anything in return, but love, you know, and knowing that I was treating them the way that they've been used to treating themselves, like washing their hair, making them look nice, you know, and not expecting them to give me anything.
And that's important.
I just wanted to make them feel good about
themselves.
And
you do that.
Huh?
And you do that well. You do a good job at it. And when you make that 7-Up cake and that pound cake, boy, you make me feel good. You know, and then you make me buy it. So I'll for the church fundraiser. So we'll let everybody know that when it's time for that church fundraiser,
yeah,
that the pound cake and the butter cake and the 7-Up cake will be ready. How much you charge a cake now?
$15.
$15.
That's
a deal. Uh-huh. That's a deal because you put $100.
So call me up with some orders, BJ, because the fundraiser is going on right now.
Oh.
Okay, well, put me and Carol in for an order. Which one you want, Carol?
Boy, I want a couple.
you want a couple?
I want the 7-Up. That sounds interesting. And what did you say, a butter?
Pound cake.
The pound cake?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so you want a 7-Up and a pound cake?
Yep.
And I'll take a 7-Up and a pound cake, too. When can we pick that up?
Oh, well, I have two of them ready for you on Saturday.
Oh.
Okay. Well,
I'm kind of busy right now because we're getting ready for Vacation Bible School, which is starting Monday. And I'll be busy all next week. But I'm going to try and have I have you one and Carol one on Saturday.
Well, good.
How
now, what
that?
I want you to do is, that's wonderful. What I want you to do, and I'm going to ask Carol to do the same thing when you're done, is give some advice to young people on how they can be blessed by treating their elders the way they need to be treated. What can young people do?
Young people can respect elders and listen to what they have to say. I was always ready to take my grandkids to church and to keep them in good company. Just respect and listen. Don't get a, you know, when I say something that they don't agree with, don't get angry and you know, just stomp off angry and just dissing everything that I've said to them, or instead of just talk it out.
I agree with that, Carol.
Yeah, and I think just spend time with the elders. Get to know them and listen to them. Let them ask about their life. Get to know them as people and what it was like when they. I enjoyed so much when I would spend time asking my grandma about when she was growing up and learning about things from her. I learned how a lot of my cooking skills from her. And there's a lot of things you can learn from us. We don't always have to give you rules or teach you, you know, or reprimand you, but just get to know us and build a relationship with us.
I like that. Now, it says in the Administration on Aging that 45% of all women 75 or older want to live alone. Why is that?
mean, rather than live in a nursing home or something?
Or rather live with somebody they want to be alone.
That's a good question.
Why do you think that is, Ain't Dot?
Well, I think, because I like to be by myself, but I haven't had the chance, not yet, to be by myself, because I feel as though I've done enough. I just want to sometimes just come in my house, don't see nobody, don't talk to nobody. I mean, and it's not that I don't love them. It'll be okay tomorrow, but, you know, just sometimes I just want to be like that.
And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, and I believe that once we work so hard and done so much, that we deserve that.
Right.
One of the things I think happens is that people get so reliant on you because you're so anchored. They know you're always going to have a place to stay. They know you're always going to have an extra bedroom. They know you're always going to have room in the basement. They know you're always going to have that. So, but they're not thinking about their own responsibilities, and so sometimes they rely on our responsibilities, and sometimes that's why seniors downsize to a one room,
right,
or downsize to a one bedroom because they don't want everybody to continue to keep coming over. Otherwise, if you don't ever downsize, they're going to keep coming.
Yep,
keep coming and keep coming, huh?
Yeah. And it's either that or be extremely mean, right, Carol? What do you think, Carol?
I think that everybody likes to have some time that is quiet time and not have to worry about meeting the needs of other people. And especially as you get older, when you've been meeting people's needs for so long, some days you just need to take care of yourself. And as you get older, it's more difficult. Your days are harder. And you just need that time to yourself, to relax, to recoup, and to spend reading or whatever you enjoy and not worry, because you do have all these other worries around you with children, grandchildren, young people that you know. There's so much to worry and pray about as it is, and sometimes you just need some downtime of your own.
That's absolutely right, and I believe that's absolutely correct. There's over 3.9 million elderly people, that's 9.1% of the whole population, who are below the poverty level in 2012. That means that they are struggling right now. Now, that's a lot of people to be struggling. Ain't Dot, how did you set it up so that you weren't one of those in poverty level? Give some wisdom. What did you do to make sure that when you retired, you didn't have to go to subsidized housing, you didn't have to go to a nursing home, you didn't have to go to the welfare office? How did you manage to do it?
Well, I've been working for many, many, many years, and my mother taught me, BJ, if you don't have the money, you don't need it. So that eliminated the credit cards for me. I have them now, but then I stayed away from the credit cards and charge accounts, and I worked and I was looking for investments. I made and saving, you want a lot of things, but you have to think about it for a minute. Can I afford this? What would I do? You know, am I going to have enough money to make it through the next week? Or, you know, just just plan ahead and save. Make investments and continue to work. You got to work.
That's very smart. Carol, what did you do? How did you prepare?
Well, the one way I did prepare was I took advantage of my company's 401k plan. And I also worked for a company that had a pension, so I knew I would have that. I wasn't as wise as you. In our younger married years and in my single years, we did a lot of buying and charging and stuff. And so we worked very hard to get out of that. And I have learned later in my years to save and to not charge and to only buy what we need. And it's really a good feeling now to feel, you know, that we can live on what we have and not have to worry about the bill collectors calling and things like that, because we were in situations where we had that happening. But so I did not have parents that taught me that. You were very fortunate that you did, and I honor you for how you've managed. I think that's really good.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's one of the things, the tools you learn. You listen to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads. Want to say big ups. Pittsburgh, Omaha, New York, Florida, Iowa, and, of course, the great state of Minnesota, the national headquarters for Mad Dads. We're going to listen to a little something about tobacco, and we're going to come back right back and talk to Ink Dot and Elder Carol, and we're going to learn more about the seniors when we come right back.
Tried to quit probably, I would say, at least maybe 100 times before I had my heart attack. Just like most smokers, we all know that we're doing something that we shouldn't be doing. So you're always, well, not always, because a lot of younger smokers think that they're not addicted, and, you know, they can stop smoking anytime they want to stop smoking, but you're addicted to it, whether you want to face that fact or not, you know. And I don't think that there are too many smokers that really, truly want to be smokers. It's just that you got caught up in that whole thing like everybody else, and you try to quit. And it's hard. That's like the hardest thing.
Well, you just heard from a gentleman that said it's one of the hardest things he's had to do is quitting. And talk about cigarettes, I want to go right into Ain't Dot, you quit smoking, right?
Yes, I did.
And how long ago did you quit?
Oh, about it's been about 8 or 9 years now, VJ.
And I am so proud. Carol, you used to smoke too?
Nope.
You never smoked. Was that one of the hardest things you ever did, Ain't Dot, was quit smoking?
Once I made up my mind that, you know, I go upstairs and I be getting tired and I walk a little bit and I'm tired, you know, and I was like, and then on top of that, I lost a niece to lung cancer because she was a smoker. And when I saw her, that's when I really, oh no, I'm not going to go out like this. I'm gonna quit. So then I start cutting down. I cut back to 3 cigarettes a day. I had to change my whole routine. I used to get up in the morning, I come downstairs, I have a cup of coffee and a cigarette, and then I go back upstairs and I get dressed for work. And at lunchtime, I had a cigarette. In the evening, I come home, I have a cigarette. You know, and I just got in the habit of having just 3 a day. And then I went to Shantax. I did have help with it. I took those I believe they're Shantax. They advertise it on TV. I think I took those. I was on those for about 2 weeks. And after that, I was done.
Wow.
I kicked the habit.
I am so proud of you because it is a bad habit. You know,
you saved money, too.
Oh, yeah. That's the most important thing. That's what I loved about it, saving money.
That's a good thing. Carol, I want you to chime in now. As being an elder, you still dream. What are some of your biggest dreams that you want to accomplish being an elder?
Well, I don't know if I relate them to be. Well, one of the things that we did that in our Monday meeting was list some things. I'd like to take classes, college classes, have some time to do that. One thing, I want to learn to speak Spanish. I had some Spanish in high school. I'd like to do that. I want to read more, and I want to spend more time staying in contact with friends that maybe don't contact me,
mm-hmm.
but just keep in touch with them, and spend less time watching TV, spend more time with my husband doing things with him, and more time, hopefully, if we can afford to travel, especially we have daughters in Arizona and San Diego.
That's great. And Dad, what are some of the things that you still dream to do?
Well, BJ, you know, I'm not too keen on electronics. I've been saying ever since I retired that I want to get into computers, learn how, because I'm illiterate when it comes to computers. These phones, all I know, the cell phone, all I know how to do is make calls and receive calls on them. I want to learn how to text like other people's, because a lot of people don't even answer their phone anymore. You got to text them, send messages. And I don't know how to do that. So I called. I was like, well, forget it. I ain't calling you no more. I done called you 50 times, and you ain't answering your phone. See, they don't answer the phone. They like you to text them. So that's what I want to learn how to do. Plus, like Carol was saying, and stay in touch with, like, my coworkers. I have some really nice coworkers because when I had my surgery, they came to see about me, you know, and I don't stay in touch with them, so I gotta learn to pick up, not be involved with my kids and my grandkids so much, to learn how to pick up the phone and call them and say, how are you doing today? Can we get together and go and have some coffee and you know, and just chit chat. I just want to, and a few people, I got to go and visit Elma's daughter in California. I've been promising I'm coming. I ain't made it yet. When I retire, I'm coming. I ain't made it. Go and visit family, out-of-town family, I mean.
Well, you need to do that, and I want to thank you again. You've been listening to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads across the country, Pittsburgh, Omaha, New York, Florida, Iowa, and Minnesota. I'm VJ Smith. I am your host today. I want to thank Erica, our producer, for producing the show. I want to thank Carol for being on. Carol, thank you very much. Ain't Dad, I want to thank you very much. God bless you guys. We're going to go out with a little bit of music, but we'll be back next week with much more. Remember, love and respect your elders.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Been against destruction, cause you know that.